Thanks for tuning in to the All Things Melanin podcast.
Be sure to subscribe, like this week's episode, and share with a friend.
Now let's get into this week's episode.
Hi, I'm Shelby.
And I'm Erica.
And welcome to the All Things Melanin podcast, where your certified hype women are getting you through the week.
Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an update.
Erica.
Hey, girl.
What's good? What's popping? What's happening? How you feeling today?
I am doing okay. I feel like I'm actually happy to be back recording. Like I told you before we started recording that I feel kind of rusty because we haven't recorded in a long time, especially since the new year. So I'm excited to be back. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Like you, I am feeling okay. I feel like 2023 came in and I have been fighting for my life every single day in the new year. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But other than that, your girl has been doing okay. So what have you been up to, friend? What is your life update?
That's a loaded question. I hate when I like go into rooms and people are like, so how are you? I'm like, that is a loaded question. but to answer it, a life update, what I've been up to. So I've actually really been trying to get my life together for real, for real. Like, I feel like I say that every year, but this year is like, I am not playing with myself. And so, I mean, I had goals before the new year. And so I said, when I come into 2023, I need to come in swinging. Now, 2023 did come in trying to swing back, like you were saying, but I'm still here. So I have just been laser focused on improving my life, like my well-being. And I've been focusing on building the foundation of my interior design business. I'm planning on launching new services in the spring. So I've been focused on that. Girl, I joined a gym. I joined a new church. So I've just really been challenging myself to get out of my comfort zone. And including with that, it's just like making connections when it comes to what I'm trying to do in the future. And so things have been going good so far. Besides, you know, when the enemy tries to like throw you off your game. But I'm just no longer sleeping on my potential. That's really my life update. I'm just trying to get my life together. So what about you?
I feel like I am trying to figure out what's next for me. Like, what do I want to do next? What do I want? What does everything look like for me? And I feel like I have a good idea of what that is, but I'm trying to consult God about it, because last time I made plans, God said, absolutely not. This is not going to be the plan. But since we last stopped recording, I have been looking for a new job. So I'm really trying to figure out like what I want in like my next career, what I want to do next that's going to bring me happiness, but that's also going to make me a lot of moolah, because, you know, we need money to live and to be comfortable. But I'm also just getting really laser focused on, you know, making sure that I am implementing and doing and planning things that bring me, you know, happiness and joy. Like I said, looking for a new job and just really just like focusing on a lot of my financial goals that I've had. I have just been getting like really, really laser focused on that. And then honestly, I am such a planner that sometimes I like just don't go with the flow. So I'm really, really just trying to, in this season of my life, just really be open and ready to receive whatever God has for me. Because I have a really, really specific idea of like what I want to do and what I want my next chapter of my life to be like. But I just need to make sure that what I want and what God wants for me aligns, because I don't have time for anything that's not God's plan. Also, I have been thinking about dipping my toe back into the dating pool. Really just being open to having conversations and getting to know people. And honestly, that has been very interesting, to say the least. I don't think dating is as complicated as we make it out to be. I feel like people make dating very complicated. And so I have, like I said, just been like dipping my toe back into that. And that's been, you know, very interesting. But one thing that I told myself this time around is that I'm just going to be myself and I'm going to be very authentic. And, you know, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, I wish you well. And I'm going to keep pushing. But that's kind of my ramble of my life update.
Well, I'm glad you brought up dating. That's a place I have not revisited in a while, but we're going to talk about it in our first segment, which is dating and relationships. So the topic for today is about what conversations do you have when you actually really like someone? So once you realize you really like someone, what are some questions you would ask, or what type of conversations would you kickstart to see if you could take it to the next level with them? And by next level, I mean being their boyfriend, girlfriend, introducing them to your family, your friends, planning a future, etc.
Yeah, one thing that I've, you know, recently learned, and one thing that I've recently learned is that before you can, like, quote, take it to the next level with someone, you got to make sure that, A, they like you and that y'all like each other. Because I feel like a lot of people are just attracted to each other, or they like the look and feel of someone, but they don't actually, like, really like the person. So I feel like first you got to make sure that y'all even like each other, and, like, they don't just look good on paper, or you're not just checking off a box. I think that's what a lot of people do. And I think that you also need to make sure that you're on the same page. I think a lot of times people are just so excited that somebody is interested in them and somebody is talking to them and giving them attention, that when you really sit down and you think about it, y'all not even on the same page. Like, y'all are on two different planet. So I think it's important, before you even think about taking it to the next level, and seeing if you all like each other, mutually like each other. Like, does he like you? Do you like him? And are you on the same page? But I think that also, once you realize that, I think some things that you need to talk about are deal breakers. For me, I've been bringing up deal breakers because I need to know if you have a deal breaker on there that I cannot do. I am a very abnormal on, like, I feel like everybody deserves to have the top things on their list that they want from a person. And so I think that asking somebody their deal breakers really helps you to see, like, where their head is and kind of what they want. And if they're on the same page, I think that you should ask them about, you know, what are their relationship goals? Like, are they looking for some, are they looking for fun? Are they looking for something short term? Or are they looking for something long term? Because I feel like everybody is looking for something different. Like, I need to know that we're on the same page, because if you're not looking for anything that's long term, more permanent, more monogamous, I am not for you and you are not for me. Other things that I would ask a person once I realize that I am really starting to like them would be, are you talking and dating multiple people? Is there anyone out there who thinks they're with you? Is there anyone who will be upset that we're talking and are dating? Those are two very important questions, because people be trying to, like, people laugh when I ask them those questions, but I be dead serious. Like, no, put me up on game, because are you? I need to know if I need to peace out or if I need to move differently. What else? Also, one thing that I really love to ask somebody is, like, what are your goals and dreams? Because I am such a huge goal setter and I'm such a big dreamer that if I tell you my goals and dreams, I pretty much already mapped out, you know, what I'm going to do and how I'm going to get there. And it's really important for me personally to be with somebody that dreams and that has goals, because I don't think that there's anything sexier than, like, listening to a man tell you what his goals and dreams are and then watching him go out and accomplish those things. I think a lot of people are talk and a lot of people talk a big game, but, like, for me, like, when a man sits there and tells me what he's gonna do and he does it, like, oh my gosh, literally, oh my gosh, let me introduce you to my mama, because what? You serious? You did what you said you were gonna do? What else? Also, very important, ask this person, do you like me? Ask them, do you like me? And one other thing that I feel like you should ask when you ask that is, if they say yes, ask them why. Because you'll find out that a lot of people would just say that and then you don't ask the follow-up question. But I really want to know, like, what are you basing your decision off of in liking me? Obviously, you know, I'm a bad bitch. I'm going to put that out there. But, like, I just want to know that you like me for more than my looks. Like, do you like me for what I bring? Like, I just want to know that we can connect mentally and emotionally too. I want to know that you, you know, like me for my intelligence and my conversation and things that I bring to the table. Because for me, obviously, I want to be with somebody that I'm physically attracted, because there's no way that I'm going to date somebody that I'm not physically attracted to. Because when you get mad at that man, that's the only thing that's going to save him. It's his looks and Jesus. But I think it's important for you to ask why, because I feel like it'll give you a, like a little bit insight into like if they're actually paying attention to you and, you know, picking up on things. Because if I'm talking to somebody, you ask me if I like you and I say yes, I can tell you exactly why I like you. And obviously it's going to be because you look good, but it's going to be like things that you that you don't even know, you know, that I'm picking up on. And then the last thing that I would say is just like ask them about things that they like to do for fun and that bring them joy and happiness, you know, because I feel like so many times, you know, like when you're getting to know somebody and you're dating and you all decide like, hey, I want to be monogamous and I want to go all in, you spend so much time asking all of these hard hitting questions. But I think it's so important to ask like fun questions, like what do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies? You know, do you like to travel? What do you like to do when you don't have to work or you're not napping or you're not playing the game? And I'm not saying that I'm going to be into all of those things, but I am saying that if that's something that you like to do, then I'm more than happy and willing to give it a try. And so to answer your question, once you realize that you really like somebody, I think it's really important to just really get to the core of who the person is and how they operate and what they enjoy. But I also think it's really important to get on the same page about your goals and your vision for life. But also, what are your goals for a relationship? Because I think that a lot of times, and I'm talking about myself, I've waited too long to ask those questions and I was too deep in, and to come to find out we weren't on the same page. So I feel like for me, like if I like somebody, I'm gonna start asking questions. And one thing that I've learned is that like if somebody takes offense to you asking questions, they probably don't like you, or they're probably not ready for what you're ready for. And that's okay. Because I was having a conversation with somebody and I have a habit of being like, oh, can I ask you a question? Oh, can I ask you this? Or do you mind if I ask you this? And the person was like, you can ask me absolutely anything that you want to. And I was like, okay, Shelby, this is how it's supposed to. You're supposed to ask questions. So those are the type of questions that I would ask in my long ass rant. So what about you, friend? What type of questions
would I need to take notes. I hope y'all took notes on all those questions that Shelby just gave y'all the keys to, because I feel like those are the top 10 or whatever questions that you need to ask. So the only thing, y'all, honestly, I haven't liked nobody in like a really long time, so I don't really know what to say, but I can share with you what I have learned from my past mistakes, okay? So it's really just two things for me that I can add to that. So I do think it's important to obviously ask the questions to see if you're on the same page, but really to see if that person is suitable for you. Mm. Keyword, suitable. Now, compatibility, that's great, right? But you can be compatible with the wrong person for your life, okay? So is this man or woman suitable for your life? So does this person fit my purpose in life, where I'm trying to go in life, my goals, my future? Does that person fit? So kind of what Shelby touched on was her and I being ambitious women, having big dreams. Is that person going to be suitable for that type of life that we're working to obtain, right? So do your purposes align is really what suitability means. And I think that we overlook that and we're just like, oh my gosh, we're so compatible. And then also what I've learned from my past experiences is that I would fall in love or fall in like with that person's personality. Like, oh, he's so funny. Oh, he's so outgoing. He's so spontaneous, and not considering his character. Because, baby, let me tell you, the character is what you're going to have to live with. So, obviously, nobody's perfect and we all have something that we need to work on, obviously. But if that person's character is something you can deal with, that's what you have to look at, too. Because if you don't look at that, that actually could be a deal breaker. Whatever's in his character, like, is he just not an honest person? Does he be, he's funny, but he be lying a little bit. Like, which one are you going to choose? So does he lack integrity? You know, things like that build a man's character, and that's what you should base your deal breakers off of. That's what you should base if that person is suitable for you. So I actually went on a date with someone several months ago who looked compatible with me on paper. But once I got to actually talk to him, spend time with him, I noticed he was not actually suitable for me with the way that he would think. Another thing too, ladies, is a man's mindset. Like, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I really like to listen to how he thinks and how his opinions of things. Like, what is your mindset about? And so I noticed that I just could not agree with a lot of the things that he would think or his opinions about things. So I couldn't get behind that. And I was like, nah, he ain't gonna be suitable for my type of life because I don't even like the way you think. So ask questions that are along the lines of suitability and character. Those two things should matter the most if you're considering taking it to the next level.
Right. That's all I got. Then I want to add two more things that I thought of while you were talking. All great points. Another thing that I realized as I'm dipping my toe back into talking and dating and getting to know people in a conversation that I had with somebody, another thing that I think is important to realize when you're trying to figure out if you like somebody and you want to take it to the next step and you want to take it to the next level, are you liking them and dating them for their potential, or are you liking and dating them for who they are right now? And I say that because I feel like a lot of times, I'm talking about myself, we date people or we like people for who we think they're going to be. But in reality, that person may not change another day in their life. And my mama always told me that, like, when you get with somebody, you like somebody, you marry somebody, she was like, you have to date them and like them for who they are right now. She said, you're probably going to change and evolve so many times, but he may not. So if he did not change another day in his life, would you still want to be with him? Would you still love him? And would you still want to marry him? And I say that because I think that a lot of times we'll get into these relationships and then we get mad that this person didn't change and evolve and be what we wanted them to be. But he never said that he wanted that. You made that up in your head. And so I think it's really important to take situations and people for face value and actually listen to what they're saying as well as their actions. And then the other thing that I just want to point out. So a couple weeks ago, my best friend and I went to the Deadass Live podcast with Kadeem and Nabal, and it was amazing. And they said something that is so simple, but like I feel like a lot of people don't do, or like it's so simple that people just like forget about it. And it's like when you're getting to know somebody or you realize that you really, really like somebody, be honest about like what you want and what you expect. I think a lot of times, and I'm talking about myself, I expect a man to read my mind. I have quickly realized, dipping my toe back into dating, that in getting to know someone, that men cannot read my mind. And so it's really, really important that when you're getting to know somebody, that you're really, really honest and upfront about like what you want and what you need from a person. Because I feel like at least if you're upfront and you tell the person, then they can decide if they want to, you know, do what you've asked of them or not. But at least if you put it all out there and you're honest and you're open and you're transparent, you can always say that you gave it your all. That's it. That's all.
That's a great point. And I'm so happy that you are dipping your toe back in that dating pool. Let me know how that goes because I am on my couch. But it is truly a trial and error type of thing, right? You're like, we're not always going to get it right. But I think the advice that you gave as far as the actual questions you need to ask and then the points that I gave of what to look for, what to center your questions around, I think really that'll shape a lot of people that'll show a lot of red flags. Y'all have to remember that red flags are red for a reason. Okay. But let's keep it moving to our next segment, which is the journey. So this is when Shelby and I will talk about the journey to building our brand or just the journey to being businesswomen in corporate America. So the first question that I want to touch on is, what is something that you've learned in your career that you know now that you wish you knew then?
Yeah, so I feel like this is such like a simple question, but it's a hard question. But like, you know, growing up, like, I feel like first of all, we're living in like a job economy or a job world that's absolutely mad right now. And I feel like it's really reminiscent of like 2020. Like there are layoffs going on everywhere. There is so much job insecurity. Like it's just a lot. It's overwhelming. And I think that growing up, you know, and you tell me what you think, friend, like it was put in you, you know, you're going to grow up, you're going to get a job, you're going to stay there for X amount of years, you're going to put all your money in your 401k, you're going to stay at this job, you're going to be loyal to this company, and then you're going to retire and, you know, live out the rest of your days. But that's not the way of the world anymore. And so I feel like when I first started my career, I had that mindset. And then your girl got laid off in 2020. And I was like, excuse my language, fuck this. Like, this is not how this is going to go. So I think one thing that I have learned and that I would like to share is that, like, use companies the way they use you. I personally would say one thing that I've learned in my career that I wish that I had lived by a little bit earlier is not to be loyal to companies, but be loyal to yourself, because these companies do not give a damn. And when I say be loyal to yourself, I mean, like, use them like they use you. Like, get everything out of them that you can within reason. But also, like, any type of work that you're doing, whether it's writing or creative or designing or projects, whatever the case may be, like, always make sure that you're making a copy of it and that you're documenting it. I think that's really, really important. Another thing that I've learned that I think a lot of people don't talk about, if you want more in your career, that's okay. I feel like people try to make people feel bad about wanting more in their career, particularly women, but particularly Black women. So, like, if you want more, whether that's a bigger title, more flexibility, more money, like, whatever the case may be, I feel like if you want more and you desire more, that's God telling you that you are equipped to do more. And there's nothing wrong with that. If people are telling you that you're being greedy, those are not your type of people, and don't listen to them. Just because they want to get by and live paycheck to paycheck, that ain't got to do nothing with you and your finances. Like, if you want more, you should go get more. And my suggestion would be to, like, bide your time. Like, obviously keep showing up to work and doing what you want to do. But, like, if you want more, you want a better title or more money, like, find a better job and bow out gracefully. Like I said, always document your work, create a portfolio, start networking, grow your network, grow your connections and interviewing, and do what you got to do for you. So that's what I would say that I feel like I have learned in my career that I think we need to talk about more. What about you, friend?
Yeah, one thing that I've learned or still learning but gotten better at is boundaries. And it kind of goes into what you were saying about what you were saying in the beginning, because boundaries are important. Because guess what? If you burn out, if you stress out, you end up in the hospital or something like that, guess what? That job is going to be there whether you're alive or not. So you right. need to take care of yourself. And just like we tried to say, have standards in relationships, have standards in friendships, have standards in jobs too. Because honestly, when you go to these jobs or you're pursuing a career, you have to look at it as they need you. Like, yeah, in the back end, you might be like, yeah, I kind of need them because I got these bills, but they need you too. So that's how you need to walk in that room and carry yourself every single time. And especially as Black women, I just had to, for me specifically, I remember having to walk into my boss's office and ask for a raise. And that was the most intimidating thing ever because, number one, I'm the only Black person. And then being a Black female talking to a rich white man, I was like, this man ain't gonna give me no money. But at the end of that conversation, I will never forget what he told me. He did give me the raise and he told me, he was like, I'm glad you came and talked to me because I would have never known all of this work that you're doing. Because honestly, if you're the CEO running this corporation, you're not paying attention to what every single employee is doing. So basically what I'm saying is have that standard for yourself and stand up for yourself. But also take care of yourself with those boundaries. Like Shelby said, take the time off that you need, which is something that I'm trying to tell myself to do. Because y'all, I used to feel so guilty about taking time off because I knew that I had to get all this stuff done. But now I'm like, I mean, now we have more help. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what, Erica, that project gonna be there when you get there on Tuesday, you know? So just listening to yourself and making sure that you keep those boundaries in place. And so another question, Shelby, is what's a key to success that you live by?
stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And honestly, basically what I mean by that is always be interview and resume ready. I feel like the first time that I got laid off that I was kind of caught off guard and I had just put like all of my eggs into one basket. But I feel like the way of the job economy now is that you, unless you're working for yourself and you have your own business, you really can't put all your eggs in one basket. So I would just always be interview and resume ready, always be networking, always be connecting, always be putting yourself out there, always be on the look, and always be open to more if that's what you want. Because we don't live in a world a lot of times where we are going to stay in the same job forever. Honestly, the average person switches job. The average person our age, for instance, switches jobs every 1 to 3 years. And a lot of people do that because that's how they get like a significant raise, because inflation is through the roof. Eggs are expensive. There aren't any more crawfish. Where are we? I don't even eat crawfish, but my cousin brought that to my attention. But like it's just so much going on. And so I think one thing that I've just learned to live by is to always be ready so you don't have to get ready, and just being open to new opportunities. Because I just feel like at the end of the day, if God brought me this opportunity, then he can bring me another opportunity. And just soaking up everything that you can in your job. Like, use them like they use you, honestly.
Amen. Girl, I'm so proud of you. I feel like a proud, like, auntie, because I just feel like you've been given a lot of great advice. But what I would say, I'm going to come from the angle of, like, entrepreneurship, right? Because I've kind of been exploring that. But anyway, so the key to success that I am learning to live by is you cannot do it alone. Erica, you need community to expand your business or expand what you're doing. Like, I feel like in our culture or in society, we're always trying to just have a side hustle. We have a side hustle, or we're trying to turn that side hustle into our main hustle, but we don't always have to hustle, y'all. Like, we need to get ourselves in a position to where we can actually oversee what we're doing. Like, bring people onto your team. And I feel like there was this line that Jay-Z said, and I quote, but he says, we measure success by how many people are successful next to you. So what that tells me is that if you're in a position, you are able to bring people up with you in that position of success. And sometimes success can be limited with our thinking that we can just do everything on our own. But why not expand? Why not get out of your comfort zone and make connections with people? And like you kind of mentioned earlier, networking with people and who are already doing what you aspire to do. And that's what I feel like. How you could truly be successful is if you're able to bring other people up with you, and knowing that you're going to have a community around you. You can't do it all alone. Like, when me and Shelby started this brand, we started with ourselves. Like, I cannot imagine doing this all by myself. Like, could you, Shelby? Like, it's a lot of work to do all things Melanie. So that's what I would say success to live by is just, you cannot do it alone. You need community to expand. So that's what I would say. All right. So let's keep it moving to our mentor moment. So this is when Shelby and I will read a listener's letter that was submitted to us, and then we'll give our advice on it. This one's good, y'all. It's kind of juicy. Okay. So it says, hi, Shelby and Erica. I need your advice on something. Recently, I was out and about with my friends at a bar. So I met this guy there, and he seemed really cool. He was attractive, nice enough, and had great conversation, even bought me a drink. We talked for a while, danced together, and exchanged numbers at the end of the night before going our separate ways. That was about 2 weeks ago. Since then, he has been blowing my phone up at all times of the day with calling and texting. Recently, he left me a nasty voicemail about me not being responsive enough and how he was such a great catch and that I was going to fumble a good guy and how lucky I was to have his number and interest. This threw me all off and seemed overly aggressive. If you were me, would you have a conversation with him, block him, cuss him out, or none of the above? If none of the above, what would you suggest I do?
First of all, the only conversation I'm having with this man before I cut his ass out is to tell him he got the wrong one, but the right one at the same time. Because you can do a lot of things, but what you never gonna do is call me on my phone that I pay the bill for, or text me on my phone that I pay the bill for and try to talk bad to me. Sir, you are a screaming scarlet red flag, and I don't want no parts of it. Sir, you do not exist. I do not want you. And right before I block you, I am going to call you and cuss you out. Or if I don't do that, I'm going to send you the wildest text you've ever seen in your life, so that you know the next time that you pull this, first of all, I'm sorry. Jesus is still working on me. Let me reel it back. First of all, if I got this message, like, I probably would think it was a joke at first, because what audacity do you have to hit my phone that I pay for and talk to me crazy? Like, I feel like we have to understand that. I feel like when you start dating or talking to somebody and getting to know somebody, like, you don't really know that person. You don't really know their schedule. So you're navigating weird and funky waters. You know what I mean? So I feel like, honestly, if he felt some type of way, then he should have just had a conversation with her about it. Like, people forget that you can just bring stuff to the forefront and have a conversation. You don't have to get mean and nasty and rude with it. Because if you get, like, mean and nasty and rude and I don't even know you, like, how are you going to be when I actually, like, get to know you and we're in it? And that, honestly, this message would tell me everything that I need to know. I don't want no parts of it. I don't want you. You do not exist anymore. I have deleted your number. I have deleted your face. I have deleted every single thing that you have sent me. And if I have a conversation with you before I block you, let me tell you something. You can play with anybody in this world that you would like to, but Shelby Brenner Cummings. You can play with Sarah, you can play with Sue, you can play with your daddy, you can play with your auntie, but you're not going to play with me. And I'm going to let you know before I block you that you had the right one. So if I was you, I would block that man. I feel like if you feel so led to, like, let him know how you feel, then do it. But I would block him. And if he hit me up again, I ain't going to lie to you, I would tell him about himself and then tell him to lose my number, because it's never going to happen. But that's me. What about you, friend? Don't be like me. Maybe be like Erica.
Friend, if you actually know me, then you already know what my answer is going to be to this question.
Okay, maybe be like me then. Maybe be like me.
First off, when dudes buy you one little drink in the club, they think they can just talk to you and do whatever and say whatever.
They really First do, and that's off. Why I don't like them to buy me drinks. And that's why I'll be like, nah, pimp, I'm good. I'll buy my own drink.
First of all, she said 2 weeks ago. First off, okay, red flag, girl, run, blockity, block, block. It's a block party. Okay, look, sis, we not overlooking red flags in 2023. He's already showing signs of crazy, low-key narcissistic, because he's thinking it's all about him. Because honestly, what if you had to deal with a family emergency, or you just had a mental health day that you needed to just not talk to anyone, whatever your reason was? But he's going off in the deep end and saying, like, what'd he say? You gonna fumble a good guy. If you have to say that, baby, you ain't good. Okay. And so what it sounds like to me is projection. And that's why I'm about to go down a mini rabbit hole, because I feel like projection is when somebody projects how they feel about themselves onto you. So it sounds like he needs to probably heal, or maybe in his past experiences, that's what happened. His past experiences, maybe girls have treated him like that, or maybe girls have blocked him, or he bought a little drink and then they just went on about their business. He feel used. I don't know. But it sounds like he need to heal, sis. And then the block button is your friend. Protect your energy and move on. I do not suggest you get into it with him, going back and forth with him. Do not do it. Red flags, like I said, are red for a reason. And that's all I got.
So you kept that real cute, friend. I'm impressed, because Erica kept it real cute and Christian for y'all, but just know. But please know that the real Erica, the real Slim Shady, the real real easy, would not let nobody out there easy.
First off, I would, if it was more than 2 weeks, like if it was like 2, 3, 4 months and you talking to me like this, okay, I'm gonna let you know about yourself. Like, first of all, that drink was watered down that you thought you bought for $7. Secondly, No, but honestly, since it's been so soon, like, just don't even talk to him. Block him. Protect your energy and keep it moving. But anyway, so if anyone out there has a question like that that you want us to answer, send us an email to allthingsmelanintv@gmail.com or slide in our DMs on IG at allthingsmelanin__. So with that being said, we're going to leave you with words of encouragement.
So our words of encouragement come from Luke 6:37, and it says, "Do not judge others and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others or it will all come back against you. Forgive others and you will be forgiven." I wanted to share this particular Bible verse because I feel like we live in a world where people are so judgmental. Honestly, judgmental people really bother me because if you think about it, we're all one disaster away from being in a really negative or bad situation. I feel like if COVID or the pandemic has not shown us anything, it showed us that. And I just feel like we need to learn how to give one another grace instead of like talking about them and gossip about them and all those things. Also, it's not our job to judge or condemn others. Plus, I don't know about you, friend, but it takes so much energy to be in other people's business. I got so much going on that I literally do not have the time to worry about what Sally, Sue, John, Paul, and the rest of them are doing. But I think instead of judging others, I would encourage you to mind your business, give them grace, and just pray for them. And honestly, I just feel like our job is to love and encourage and support others and not to judge or condemn others. Because I would want to know that if I'm going through something and somebody knows about it, I wouldn't want somebody to condemn or judge me. I would want somebody to pray with me. I would want somebody to encourage me. I would want somebody to lift me up. And I feel like the way that we want to be treated when we're going through a situation is how we need to treat other people.
I love that. And I will say that recently I have felt judged by a particular friend. And I was actually really surprised because I kind of like what we said in our mentor moment. I feel like when people judge you, it's surrounded by projection. And I feel like it's how they really feel about themselves. And nobody wants to show the skeletons in their closet. You know what I'm saying? But it's easy to point fingers at the other person. But especially when it comes from a loved one, a family member, a friend, like it's hurtful. So I say that even if you do feel judged by anybody close to you, you still have to forgive that person. It doesn't mean you got to be buddy-buddy and tell them all your business, because I am the poster child for keep your stuff private just for this reason alone. A lot of people will judge you. A lot of people will be like, well, what you doing that for? And it could really do something to, you know, your mindset about what you're trying to do. So I just would say this is a beautiful verse and forgive everyone and love everyone. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, y'all. So we're going to close out the podcast with prayer. Close your eyes, bow your head. But if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Do not bow your head. Sway with it. Here we go. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. First and foremost, start to ask you for anything, but to thank you for everything. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for each and every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. Lord Jesus, we don't know what's weighing on the hearts of anybody that is listening to this, and we don't know what they're going through, but we know that you do. So Lord Jesus, we pray that you, first and foremost, would wrap your arms around them, and we pray that you would be with them day in and day out of their situation. Lord Jesus, we're praying for any and everybody that is navigating a new relationship. We pray, Lord Jesus, that they would have the courage to speak up, to ask questions, and to be open, honest, and transparent about what they want. We pray for anybody, Lord Jesus, that has been laid off, Lord Jesus, or is dealing with job insecurity, Lord Jesus, or is just ready for something new or wanting to get into entrepreneurship. We pray that you would lead and guide them on their career and in their journey, and that you would open doors of abundance and blessings, Lord Jesus, and close doors of harm. We pray, Lord Jesus, that if anybody is feeling judged, Lord Jesus, or condemned, we pray that they know that what someone else thinks about them does not matter. It only matters what you think of them. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that as long as they know that they are waking up and doing their best, that's all that matters. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.